I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 578, The Truth About Tolerance. I guess the first thing to say is that tolerance is a loaded word, and it's a misunderstood word. And therein lies the trouble. It's loaded because everyone seems to be for it or against it. And it's loaded because the strong opinions are too often based on an incomplete or inaccurate view of what it actually means to be tolerant. Is it loving to be tolerant or not? Well, listen in. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? How do we do that when we so strongly disagree with people we're supposed to love? People are often labeled as intolerant if they disagree with another person. But tolerance isn't agreement. The lie that's often told is that disagreement is hatred. It's not. It's disagreement. People are often labeled as intolerant if they will not support a position or a lifestyle. But tolerance is not support. People are labeled as intolerant if they speak up in opposition to a viewpoint or a decision. But tolerance is not silence either. You say, okay, Pastor Tim, we get it. That's what tolerance is not. But what is it exactly? Well, I'm glad you asked. Give me about five minutes. Let's slow down and look at tolerance and intolerance today. Here are a couple of scriptures that might help us clarify that topic, pray together, and give ourselves a question and a challenge. I think Tim Keller has put a very understandable and healthy spin on it. He writes, tolerance isn't a lack of exclusive beliefs. Everyone has exclusive beliefs. We all think we're right about important things, and the world would be better if others agreed. Tolerance is whether your beliefs lead you to treat those disagreeing with you with kindness, respect, and humility. Hear that part again. Tolerance is whether your beliefs lead you to treat those who disagree with you with kindness, respect, and humility. I think Keller's right. You see, tolerance is not agreement, it's not support, and it's not silence. Tolerance is exactly about how we can love others in our disagreements, when we don't see eye to eye at all, and when we think the other person is dead wrong. Tolerance is living out verses like Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. And verses like Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Tolerance is not abandoning the truth, for anything goes. It's not succumbing to the untenable idea that everything is true. Can't be. Instead, it's holding on to truth in love. It's doing our best to stay in relationship as long as you can, even when we don't see eye to eye. It's Ephesians 4:30-32. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Here's the great question. How would you define tolerance? Go. Let's pray this prayer adapted from WPAUMC.org. Lord, we need you. Our church needs you. Our world needs you. We acknowledge that we often feel that we are right and others are wrong. But forgive us for treating those we disagree poorly. We ask that you would protect us from ourselves. Help us to see only you and help us to seek only you. Help us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 579. And in the meantime, here's the bottom line. CompellingTruth.org wrote, the original definition of tolerance and the way in which the word is used now are quite different. Originally, tolerance meant to acknowledge that others have differing beliefs and to accept that it is their right to do so. In this way, Christians are absolutely to be tolerant. But recently, tolerance has come to mean accepting that those other beliefs are true, something Christians absolutely cannot do. Podcast family, never give up the truth, but always love like Jesus in the division. But in the contrast to tolerance, love is always the key attribute. 1 John 4:8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." And that's the truth about tolerance.